News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
My golly, it is Jackson Polk. You know that?
Is that who you are?
Well, and who is that? That would be Wendy White Polk. Good morning, young lady.
I am the Melissa Sargent stand-in this morning, but now I know where you go for 2 hours every Saturday morning.
You had a question there, huh?
Well, I hear you on the radio. I just figured you drove around in your car and talked to people. I didn't know.
That is Wendy the Wife White Polk, and she is the recent editor of El Paso Inc., retired current lady who runs and edits the magazine called El Paso Inc.
El Paso Inc. magazine, my official status is semi-retired, should anyone ask.
There we do. We just ask and now we know. So good morning and welcome here.
Good morning.
And so how you been since I saw you last, Wendy? What, 3 minutes ago?
But Pretty good.
We're going to do a radio show here like we always do. And of course, we claim and we can prove that Texas history begins in El Paso.
Right
and that
here.
Sort of freaks out the people in the rest of the state, which is just fine with me. So I've got another live show going on here, and they can hear us on 690, of course, AM. Where else can they find us?
Well, KTSMradio.com, and you click on the iHeartRadio link, and you can listen live all over the planet, and there are people who do. We know that.
Well, there's some guys listening in California. I didn't know they were listening out there. And then it came, oh, yeah, we hear you all the time.
Oh, yeah, and on the East Coast.
Yes.
And Canada and Russia and Venezuela.
Well, actually, when there were some people deployed, we had a whole bunch of folks over in Afghanistan for a while.
Wow.
But that's how life goes here on the radio. So you can go to ktsmradio.com, figure that all out. But hey, with trivia questions today?
Yep, we have trivia questions today in hour one. If you have an option today, you can either pick a $20 food coupon to Pepe's in Canutillo, that would be, or an El Paso Gold DVD today, week you can choose from. The Last Tour of the El Paso Smelter, that would be Volume 1, The Stacks, Tom Lee's El Paso, El Paso's Waco Tanks, and Gunfights of the Old West.
There's a bunch more up there, but you get the idea. We do videos, and we can have them available today. You could buy them if you want, but today we're going to give one away for the trivia prize. And trivia is going to be pretty easy.
Yeah, you just have to pay attention.
Well, we do generally cover it, and then we ask you what we did.
Right.
So we got that figured out. Pepe's today, by the way. We're going to ask our guest today to pick a special for Pepe's.
Ooh.
Well, if you get a special at Pepe's, it's $6 as opposed to the normal.
Good.
And it's called the Oñate Special. So we'll ask people. Wow, it works. Because when you think about it, Pepe's is on the Camino Real physically.
Okay.
What used to be the Camino Real, there sits Pepe.
But you don't have to, go be in a caravan with 600 people to win?
Just get in your car, go over there,
okay.
And you can take as many people as you like. 600
okay,
would be a good. Okay, enough of all this. We're going to talk about a crowd here today that's kind of unknown, but has a very interesting function in this town. It's called the El Paso's West Side Welcome Club.
Yay.
And you may have heard about them, but you may not know what they do. They've been around since 1978. And we're going to take a look at the history with some of these nice people who have come in this morning. We'll say good morning to Pat Robles. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson.
Welcome here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
And you're a Welcome Club person we need to hear from. Susie Ford's another one. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk into this gazemo here and then move that thing around where it needs to go. Yeah, but just push it.
Okay.
Good morning. Testing one, two, three. That's always good. We have sometimes the mics don't work, so we worry about that. That's Susie. And Susie's last name is Ford. Nancy Williams is our third guest. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. It's a nice pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for coming in. You guys can hear okay with what you got going on over there?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to hurry up and get in here, fix up headphones, fix up microphones, and then we start making up stuff. So here we are.
Pretty much.
Well, welcome here. The thing to talk about here is, what is this club? So what I want to do, until we get to the history here, why don't a couple of you tell me, what is this club? Nancy, what do you guys do?
Well, we're a social, educational, and charitable organization. We welcome any person living in El Paso, Las Cruces, West Side, East Side, to become members of our club. We have activities from cards to luncheons and coffees every month, and you can do as much as you want to. You can be busy every day of the week, or you could choose to do one or two things a month.
I've noticed that you all seem to understand history quite well. You do take a look at our history all the time. Mm-hmm. Wendy, these guys are better informed on history than a lot of our listeners, I think, only because they've been exposed to it more.
Well, that's what one of the great things that the club does. It makes these things available to people. And I want to make sure everybody understands that you don't have to be a new person, right? Right, Pat?
Right.
You can be somebody who's lived here your whole life but are looking for activities, and you got them.
We have a lot of military wives as well.
Uh-huh.
And
so,
they love to be, and they come to the club, and they make local friends, which is very good for their morale.
Susie, you've been in this for how long?
I've been here since 2002, but we moved away for 5 years, and then we came back in 2014.
So, but you've been a member whenever you've been here?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And you like this thing?
Oh,
obviously.
Yes, I love it.
All right, we're going to find out why you love it, why you do what you do, and what good is it, because frankly, I'm realizing that what you guys are doing is all good. Mm-hmm. Pat, how did this get going? You're responsible, I understand.
Well, in 1970, I started working with the maquila industry in Juarez and El Paso, and I was invited to work with the industrial plants there and with the Fortune 500 companies that were relocating as what they called twin plants. Twin plants is the manufacturing and assembling portion that was in Juarez, and the warehouse was here. Mm-hmm. Everything crossed the border under bond, which was very good for the bottom line.
What's the word maquila mean? Twin
manufacturing plants.
Yes. But the point is, it's twin plants, like you just described.
Right. Yeah.
So Pat, you were in a real estate business?
Yes, I've been a broker in real estate since 1968 when I moved to El Paso.
And you're still doing this?
Yes. This next year will be my 50th year as a broker.
Oh my! So you got hit by somebody saying, "Hey, I've got a bunch of people coming. Can you take the wives and run and do?" How'd that work? How'd that start?
Well, in 1970, I met Dick and Renee Michelle, and Dick was going to be the new manager of the General Electric plant here. And I found a home for them, and Dick started referring his GE people to me, and then he told the other maquila people that my services were good, and they started using our services as well. I work with my husband, Victor Robles, and he's been a broker here for 64 years.
Oh, my God.
So, and we're both still working.
And you're both still taking people around, because initially somebody said, I got all these wives here climbing the walls.
Right.
Men are over in wars. What are you going to do with the wives? So what about that?
What I do, or what we do, is when we meet them, we give them a tour of the whole city and tell them what we know about the east, the northeast, the west, and let them make their own decisions as to what area appeals to them. Generally, I would say in about 95% of the cases, they elected to be on the west side because they liked the rolling terrain. It wasn't anything that was social, or because they certainly didn't know about that, but it was because they liked the look of the place.
The geology.
Right.
They went for the geology.
That's right.
Well, I grew
topography.
Up, yeah, well, that too. I grew up in Central, but now I live on the west side. It's like it makes more sense to me. I don't know why. But I mean, I'm a native kid that came and went in careers, and I'm here now. And I never knew what I'll bet you guys know now. When I was a kid, people were not teaching us El Paso history. So, Pat Robles, what were you telling people? Well, they would come up and find you and say, well, I'll show you this or I'll show you that. Did you have to learn the history pretty fast?
Oh, yes, and I was very lucky. One of my early good friends was John West. He was the head of the English department at UTEP, mm-hmm. and he's written many, many books on El Paso and El Paso history.
Did you sell him a house?
Yes, I did.
Aha, you see, I see how this is working for you, Pat. Okay.
Yeah. And that was my university connection, and I worked with a number of other people at UTEP, including Diana Natalicio when she first moved to El Paso.
She was simply a linguistics
professor.
That's
right. She moved here from Brazil.
Well, she did get around. Now she's stuck here. But no, we're lucky to have her, and you sold her her first house.
That's right.
Okay, this is interesting. We're finding out the details here. So, Pat, that's how Pat got into this whole thing. Well, what were your impressions of people? I mean, you were sitting here. You married a local guy?
No, yes, I did.
Okay, so you have a local guy as a husband, so he sort of knew stuff. Did he know the history?
Yes. In fact, my husband is the grandnephew of one of the presidents of Mexico.
Oh, goodness.
Victoriano Huerta.
Okay.
I knew a lot. I learned a lot about history from Victor, and the Twin Plant Association became important when one day one of the managers of the General Motors plants, Jack Williams, he was head of Packard Electric. He called and said, "Patty, you have to help me." And I said, "Well, how, Jack?" And he said, "Our wives are going crazy. What can you do?" And I said, "Well, I'll take them all to lunch." So I took about 9 ladies to lunch that day.
Where'd you go?
I can't remember.
Was it Mexican food? Or was it Mexican?
Well, Mexican food.
Okay.
Of course.
They all were crazy about Mexican food.
Oh, good. At least they had their sense about them.
That's right. And then more and more women were interested, so I invited the wives from RCA, General Electric, General Instrument, Westinghouse, Sylvania, a number of other plants, and they all got together for lunch. And for 2 years, I arranged the luncheons for all the women, and they grew and grew and grew to about 100 wives.
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's a lot of Mexican food.
It's a party in the making right there, yeah.
And sometimes we had evenings with our husbands out at the place out in Favens, the Cattleman's Ranch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we would all join together at the bunkhouse for barbecues and sing-alongs. Wagon rides, etc. And so that became a very popular thing. And then after about 2 years, I was sort of neglecting my own business. Instead of being a social director, I had to go back to really concentrating on real estate. And at that point, I said, "Okay, girls, you're on your own." So about half of them created an organization called the Twin Plant Wives.
Oh, yes.
All of them were exclusively wives of the Maquila personnel.
Right.
Then the other half joined the Welcome Club of El Paso, which was, it was called Welcome Club, and it was part of a national organization. Uh-huh. And the other half, as I said, joined them, but they were not entranced by the idea of having to go around to all these houses delivering commercial packages.
Oh, is this is what we think of as the welcome wagon?
Yes.
Okay.
An actual wagon?
Right.
Okay.
Well, maybe at one time.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And so...
By the way, that noise is a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
We're in a wind tunnel. We're glad to have the air conditioning.
Yes, we are.
But in a radio studio, it makes itself more known than it should.
So will we be doing aerodynamic testing later?
Yes, there'll be little drones flying through, seeing how they're aerodynamic.
Good. I'm ready.
And just so people know, it's not a bunch of us being weird. It's the air conditioning.
Okay.
So.
And then after about 6 months, they became disenchanted with delivering packages.
Mm-hmm.
So they created the West Side Welcome Club. Later, we incorporated as West Side Welcome Club of El Paso, and I've often been on the board, but I've never wanted to be a president or a vice president. I just wanted to be a doer worker.
Yeah, because you haven't done anything over all these years.
Oh,
you
no.
Know?
Yeah. What?
Clearly.
We got to take a break here and continue this discussion, but the idea that I'm getting here is that you don't just need brand new people. You're looking for some of the more seasoned people in El Paso who might want to join you as well.
Absolutely. We have a lot of military wives. We have people from Las Cruces. Some have come as far as Alamogordo.
Oh.
And Fabens, Isleta, Clint. at different points in time.
But if you want to get involved in the community, you guys know how to do it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the point. And it's not necessarily, okay, once you get your welcome package and you walk off and say, gee, I wonder what's in this thing.
Right.
No, this is a continuing relationship if you want it.
Yes. First of all, they are indoctrinated into the coffees. We have a monthly coffee and the first Friday of every month. And then the second Wednesday of every month, we have a luncheon. And we have at present about 230 members.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people.
Yes.
And they're all not brand new people.
Oh, no.
But they once were.
Yes.
Maybe.
They once were.
That's the whole point. None of y'all, you have some natives in the group here?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll have to find out about that. Also, we need to confer nativehood on these people. You've been here 10 years each?
Oh, at least.
Okay, yeah. You're here by natives in the case.
Yes.
I mean, that's how we do it.
Congratulations.
It's harder. Taking a break here, Wendy. We got to do some stuff here in the middle of this wind tunnel. But what are we? Oh, yeah. Trivia. What do you got? Oh, you know what?
What?
We've said the things that we're going to ask.
Well, only, yes, we have.
See if you paid attention. What's your first and second question? We'll go give two questions. What do you got? You got videos to give away. You got a Pepe certificate.
Yes, we have. If you answer the trivia question correctly, you can choose between a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's in Canutillo or a El Paso Gold DVD. Some of the DVDs available today include El Paso's MacGuffin Home, Ghost Stories of El Paso Volume 4, that's a really good one, Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, the list goes on.
And Sergio, I think you're getting it, Sergio. He's banging on your microphone amplifier in there. That's how that goes.
Oh, okay.
Testing 1, 2, how are you doing? Okay, what we need to do, though, is pick a special. I handed Pat a menu. Take a look. Well, on the front page there, just pick any one of those specials, a combination plate. We're going to make it into the Oñate special. So pick one. It becomes a $6 event at Pepe's today.
Green chili enchiladas.
Yay!
Those
my
are
favorite.
Very popular, and green chili enchiladas.
And then that's the home of the one and only margarita.
Have you been there?
Yes.
You have to go there. If you're part of your crowd, I'm sure you guys know how to eat there. The rest of you, you should go check it out. Today would be a good day because, again, the special for the Oñate special for $6 for that is the green chili enchilada. There you go. Okay. I got that all settled. Pepe, you better be listening. Here they come. And we do have, he gave me some new certificates, so we're all set. All right, Wendy Polk, what is the trivia question of the day? Make it two of them. Go ahead, do both of them.
Trivia question number one. What year did the Westside Welcome Club activity start in El Paso? When was it founded,
Don't say it. Just when the activity, thank you, whatever that was, Sergio, you just took care of that. Don't say it because we know you know the answer. But that's the question. What year did the activity start in El Paso?
Yeah. Yes.
And the second question, throw it out there. What the heck?
What type of business did the Welcome Club mainly work with at first?
Why did they form? Who were those people? What
yeah.
did they get there? Yada,
yeah,
yada.
All that.
And you can win these prizes if you answer these questions by calling us on this phone number.
Call 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. 800-694-1130.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-500-8121. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-8121. That's 1-800-500-8121. 1-800-500-8121.
Men, you know how women are always suggesting something looks really good on you, and you think it's because they want to change you? It's the exact opposite. Frigo by RevolutionWear.com is underwear reimagined, the ideal solution for all that squirming and adjusting you're experiencing. Frigo by RevolutionWear.com releases you from pinching, pulling, and restricting. And trust me, they love the way it looks on you. Frigo by RevolutionWear.com. The revolution starts below.
The Governor's Small Business Forum is coming to El Paso Thursday, August 10th from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the El Paso Convention Center, featuring a wide range of speakers to help small businesses thrive in today's fast-paced economy. Register online at elpaso.org or find out more by calling 915-212-1617.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got Rachel holding on the phone there. However, there are two open phone lines, 544-5876. And we have more than one question.
We do.
Yes, we do. Oh, listen to that without the air conditioning.
Oh, good.
Hello, Wendy.
I can hear myself.
How's it going, Wendy Polk? You're over there. Oh, let's see what we can do about some announcements. Then we'll get to Rachel here real quick. Here's something different. We're doing what we can to help El Paso history. See the El Paso History TV documentaries on KRWG TV Channel 22. Sunday night, the next one we're running of our series is on August the 20th.
Sunday
night at 10:30 p.m., and that's going to continue for 10 weeks, different DVD title each night of those Sunday nights. That's from our El Paso Gold Heritage DVD series. And so in 2 weeks on Sunday night, August 20th, 10:30 p.m., the last tour of the El Paso Smelter, Volume 1, The Stacks, going to run on broadcast television.
Cool.
And people say see a free broadcast of the El Paso Gold series. If you want to see it for free, there it is. Mark your calendar, write yourself a post-it note, or just remember to tune into the special TV series. We pick it back up on August the 20th, 2017, at 10:30 on KRWG TV Las Cruces. We already ran two of them. We ran Legends of El Paso's Mountains 2 weeks ago.
My favorite.
You like that one. Well, Waco Tanks was last weekend.
My favorite.
Another favorite. And I think they were supposed to repeat these the next Saturday. I don't think they're doing it today. So
okay.
If somebody from KRWG wants to call us, that's fine. But also, who is KRWG?
Well, KRWG is the public TV station in Las Cruces, sort of part of the El Paso market, and they asked if they could broadcast some of the El Paso Gold Heritage documentaries on their schedule on Sunday night. So they're just right up the road, and their history is our history, and our history is their history. So they're very interested in running these programs. It's a great way to get to know more about your hometown. And so the next one is Sunday, August 20th, 10:30, last tour of the El Paso Smelter, Volume 1, The Stacks.
And we're going to run them every Sunday night, repeating them the following Saturday for about 10 weeks out there. So
cool.
There you go.
Very nice.
All right. Rachel's
nice.
Been holding on pleasantly. Should we talk to Rachel? Rachel, good morning. How's the world?
It's quite nice. No traffic.
Even better, huh? Well, did you get
threatened? Always good.
Did you get threatened by I-10 closure, so you're just going to stay home?
Oh, no, thank you, Jesus. I'm in the Northeast.
Okay, fair enough. You do what you need to do.
He's always in charge of traffic, yes.
Well, no, I just stay home. that's all I do these days. All right, Wendy, you ready for a trivia question?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you want to pick up? Well, Wendy, go ahead, read them both.
Okay, question number one. What year did the Westside Welcome Club begin its activities in El Paso?
1898. It was founded in 1978.
We're going to go with that because that's when it happened. Yay!
Yay, Rachel!
Because that's what Pat Robles told me.
Yes, exactly.
Now, you didn't officially become a company or whatever, nonprofit company that year, did you?
Yes. It's always been nonprofit.
But I mean, you
didn't... that is the year.
Oh, no, no. We incorporated as a nonprofit later, probably... At the end of the 1990s.
But the point is, your activities began in 78.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
The name.
Now, Rachel, you heard us talk about that?
Yes, sir.
Are you a member and you're just getting in some free stuff?
No, this is actually the first time. I usually don't live in El Paso. I was here for some medical treatment with my parents. And I was listening to your show, and I found it ever so interesting. It's so nice. It's refreshing.
Well, in that case, you're a new set of ears. Let me tell you what we do, if you're not really familiar with us. We do this every Saturday. I've been sitting here for 17 years doing this. And the whole point is that El Paso is not taught history in our schools. And so when we start talking about stuff here on the radio, it's usually the first time people have heard it, which is kind of like why this is a popular radio show. It's not us. It's what we talk about. So anyway, thank you. Thank you for listening. And also, you have a choice now. Do you know what Pepe's is?
No. Sounds interesting.
Wendy, tell her what Pepe's is.
Pepe's is a great Mexican restaurant it's a little north of El Paso in Canutillo. And for those who have been in El Paso for a while, it serves the old Griggs recipes. Griggs was a longtime, very popular Mexican restaurant. And it's a great place. They also have margaritas, if those are important to you.
Juan and only.
Juan and only.
Yeah. And so your choices this morning, Rachel, you can either have a $20 gift certificate to buy something, maybe not just margaritas, at Pepe's.
The coupon does not work on alcohol.
Oh, that's an important thing to say.
Well, yeah, it's your problem. When Shelly comes on, she explains that to you.
Okay, so get the green chili chicken enchilada.
There you go. But that's even cheaper. You can buy three of those for $20 today.
So you could feed a family.
But you can't get the coupon today.
Okay.
We can't give you the coupon today.
How long are you in town for, Rachel?
Oh, I'll be in town for treatment for quite a while.
Well, good luck with the treatment. But the point is, you got to come pick it up.
Yeah.
No problem. I still drive.
Okay, fair enough. Well, when you get a chance, check out Pepe's because they got really good Mexican food. And Pepe himself and his wife, Lorena, were the cooks and the managers of the Griggs restaurant, which is how they know what they're doing. They bought the recipes from the Griggs people. So it's really the old food. It's in a strip mall. Don't let that stop you. Go eat there.
Yeah.
But there's the Pepe's. Or do you want a DVD?
Right. Oh, the other choice is one of our El Paso Gold DVDs that have a lot of information and are very entertaining about El Paso history.
Well, that's a hard decision, but part of me would definitely like the gift certificate so that I can take my grandmother, who's just turned 90, with me.
I've got a plan for you, Rachel.
Yeah.
Take the certificate, come by iHeartMedia and pick it up. That's the deal. And when you go to Pepe's, they sell our videos out there. Did I walk you into that one?
Yeah,
maybe.
Really.
Anyway,
that's wonderful.
Take it or leave it, but you'll learn a lot that way. Anyway, well, thanks for playing. Shelly will come on and tell you how to pick this up. Can you hold on?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Anything else on your mind this morning?
Oh, no. It's just been a pleasure, and it's such a breath of fresh air. I grew up in El Paso for most of my life, and it's nice to know that there's a show out here with this much information.
And you can listen online if you're not here. If you're not
wonderful.
In El Paso.
That'd be great. I have a 4-year-old that I homeschool. This will be wonderful.
Well, let me ask you something. When you were in El Paso, were you in the public schools?
Yes, sir, I was.
Do you know what the mission trail is while you were in school? Because I didn't as a kid.
I did, actually, but I was also in the gifted program.
Okay, so you got to go tour stuff. My point is, it's not taught. This history is not taught in our schools, which is why the show works as well as it does. And thank you for listening. And see what if you get to Pepe's, get a DVD or not, call us up next week or a couple of weeks, tell us how we did, okay?
Can I just tell you, Rachel, that kids, little kids, love Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
We know kids who watch it over and over and over.
Well, we just take a hike in with the camera and wander around looking at stuff, tell you what you're looking at. So it's kind of fun. All right, Rachel, hold on here. Shelly will tell you how to pick it up, all right?
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you very much. Shelly, treat this lady nice as always you do. And Shelly Sutherland, the lady who is in there answering the phones, legacy child herself. Her father was Sheldon Hall.
Yes.
And another legacy guy in there who does the electrons and the buttons. And guess what his name is?
Sergio Valenzuela!
Yay! I forgot to tell him to cue the crowd. I'm Where's
here.
The crowd? Oh,
the
there
crowd
you are.
Is here.
Enough of this. We got to take a break and come back and talk about the Welcome Club. Shall we do that?
Okay.
And we have another question sitting out there. What was that question? Somebody wants to call.
The next question, what type of business do the Westside Welcome Club mainly work with at first?
That's worth a DVD. Anytime you want to call up, 544-whatever, 5876. In the meantime, should we take a break?
Let's go to a break.
Back in a moment.
In the words of Ferris Bueller, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. This perfectly describes the trip we're taking this weekend. Before you know it, we'll be riding by the highest mountain in Texas, Guadalupe Peak. Then we'll pass completely around the deepest cave in the U.S., Carlsbad Caverns. These are two of the most popular landmarks in the Southwest, but we keep riding because our destination this weekend is Sitting Bull Falls. The falls are fed by springs located in the canyon above. Standing on top, feeling the mist of the crystal clear water on your face, you can feel the heat of summer disappearing with the water into the rocks below. Like our Harleys, it just keeps on rolling. How lucky we are to live in a place where we can go on adventures like these every weekend. And how lucky you are that your adventure can start just by clicking on BarnettHarley.com or by seeing us at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride that just keeps on rolling.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-1144.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-1144. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-885-1144. 800-885-1144.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, we need to ask a question here, and I know where you're going to get the answer. The question is, how big was Pakime?
And big.
The next question is, what is Pakime? There's going to be a lecture about this. Museum of Archaeology out there in the Trans Mountain Road. This is Saturday, August 26th, so put that on your calendar. Michael Whalen, Ph.D. guy, he's going to be out there telling you about it. But Pakime, it impresses all who see it, from the Spanish to modern visitors like Wendy. You've been there.
Oh, Pakime is an incredible place. Everybody should go there.
Well known by archaeologists. Many things remain to be investigated, however, and it's a big place. Originally estimated about 2,300 rooms. That's a whole lot of rooms. That's the largest known prehistoric pueblo around. It is a World Heritage Site for UNESCO, and it's down there in Mexico, but the thing in Chihuahua. What is it about? Check out this lecture. Dr. Whalen received his Ph.D. in anthropology and archaeology in 1976. So he's hanging out here, telling us stuff. The museum number 755-4332 for details how to get there. Also, they got a lecture series out there, and also the Archaeological Society lives out there.
Well, the El Paso Archaeological Society is a remarkable organization, even older than the West Side Welcome Club. It was founded in 1922, believe it or not. Anyone can join if you're interested in anthropology, archaeology, and the preservation of prehistoric and historic cultural resources. Can I just say that what's interesting about Pakime is that it's one of those places that was a thriving city or pueblo in its case, and then everyone left. And the question is always why and how and where did they go? And you can find out the answers at the lecture.
You may not know the answers to that because that's not really understood. But
well, there are theories.
Oh, yeah, you can hear the theories.
Yes.
But, I mean, all of a sudden, the whole Southwest kind of disappeared at once.
The people.
The people.
The ground pretty much stayed here.
Well, yeah, but it moved. I think that's what got them.
Yeah, right,
I think that's
right,
what got them out of here.
Right,
that
right.
Earth-shaking thing will get rid of you quickly. All right, moving back to the history at hand, the West Side Welcome Club. This crowd is something to be dealt with, also to have fun with, I would think.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of the main thing you all do. You take people who are kind of like looking, what's going on here? Where am I? I now live here. Why am I here? Let's ask Susie. If you don't mind, Susie, go ahead and tell us some things that you guys do now. And this is Susie Ford.
Okay, we have approximately 30 activities every year. We added a new one last year, which is Canasta, and then we have a new one coming on this year.
Canasta?
Canasta.
That's what I thought you said. Go ahead.
Yes. Then we have a new one coming on this year, which is called Romeo.
Okay.
And that's retired old men eating out.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that.
I think that's Kim is going to do that. Kim Miller. We have everything from crafts, which include pottery and Sew Crazy Ladies. We do dining. We do after five and just lunch. Plus, we have four potluck groups. We have games, four different bunco games. One is a couples that meet on Friday night. The men are always welcome to come to any of the functions. But you also have to be a member. You or your wife have to, the husband or the wife has to be a member of the group to participate in the functions.
Okay. So becoming a member is important. I got that.
Yes, it is.
I want to know about the after five group. What is that?
Well, they pick
She's a taking different... notes over here, by the way,
I am.
Susie.
They pick a place to go out and eat, and it's a different place every time.
Okay.
Some groups meet once a month. Some groups meet quarterly. We fill every day of the month except for just a couple. So if you're looking for something to do, you can find something just almost any day of the week.
And one of the best things about this club is, yes, there are lots of activities, but there are all these new people to meet and friendly people who are very welcoming, hence the name. But, you know, if you're new to town or if you've been in town for a while and you would like to maybe expand your social circle or meet some new people, find some new things to do.
Learn the history.
Learn the history.
Oh,
okay.
My.
It's a little plus.
Yes.
And get to eat out. That's the West Side Welcome Club is a terrific organization and provides a great service.
Well, and you pay for what you want as you go.
Right. That's correct. There's food involved in almost everything we do. There's
good
food
idea.
Involved.
Right there, we're in. Okay.
One of the things, speaking of learning the history, we have a group that's called This and That, and they say they do a little bit of this and they do a little bit of that, and they have traveled all over El Paso. They've done the Weiler Tram. They've done the Museum of Archaeology, Museum of History, Museum of Holocaust. They've also gone out to the Border Patrol Museum. We visited McLaughlin House and done the Mission Trail. We don't do all this every year. They pick different places to go.
Well, on a given day, how many people would there be in a group? Let's say go to McLaughlin Home as a tour. You say whoever wants to sign up, you get 10 people, 12 people, 20 people?
Oh, sometimes it could be 30, 40, depending on what it is.
Because you have 200-some-odd members.
Correct.
And then they can bring a friend.
Some of the ladies only join just for the activities. They don't come to the luncheons.
Oh.
You don't have to do every event.
Oh, okay, how much are dues?
$30 a year.
Okay.
And it's coming up due in September. Our year runs from September through August.
So if I want to join now, can I get just an August membership for 20 days?
Yeah.
What? I'll help you pay the whole 30 if you need to.
My wife's listening. Look out.
But it's $30 is for the couple. Oh. You don't have to. You wouldn't
well,
have
there
to
you go.
And you wouldn't have to pay 30.
So you're only 15. I'm 15.
Yeah, same to you.
We'll split it. Let's see. We have a book club, chick flicks. We have a $5 gourmet, which is which is hosted by Frank Evans, one of the husbands in the club.
He's a gourmet?
Yes, he is.
And he can cook you for $5. He can cook you some lunch?
That's right. That's
really?
Right. He's also a former FBI director.
Oh, I'm sitting up straight now. Okay, fine.
We like the FBI.
Oh, yeah, we love the FBI.
One of the other groups that we have, Nancy is chair of, and that's a hiking, and they hike all over in the area. And she can tell you about what they do.
What do you do?
Well, from September through April, I organize a hike on one of the trails, either in Las Cruces in the Oregon Mountains or locally in Franklin State Park. So in Las Cruces, we like to go to Dripping Springs, Soledad Canyon, Aguirre Springs, just absolutely beautiful, beautiful trails. And what's nice about that is we get new people or even people, like you said, that have lived here a long time that don't know these trails even exist. And then when people come into town, they can take them out and see, wander through the desert and see all the beautiful things that live there.
Important question. What kind of shape do you need to be in? How tough are the hikes?
I do nothing vertically. I try to stay as horizontal as possible.
Horizontal hiking.
Exactly.
That's what I like.
Well, you can still trip over some things, but, you know, you need to have some capacity.
Yeah. You do.
This is not a wheelchair event.
No.
However, there are wheelchair hikes if you really want to do them in the Tom Mace section. You can sit in your car, forget the wheelchair. You can drive around in there and be on a hike kind of thing. But you go a little further. Like, you'll go to Aztec Cave, I'll bet, don't you?
We have been.
Aha. See, I knew that. But that's only a little vertical. You're right.
It's a little vertical. Yeah. That's right. But I try not to take a very big group, as challenging as that.
Now, have you ever done one of those hikes where you get on the tramway and get off the tramway but don't go back down on the tramway?
I have not.
Oh, that's something to do. Yeah. I mean, park your car at Scenic Drive and get to go over to the tramway and go on. You know, we've done that a few times.
You know, there's a tramway there for a reason.
Yeah, but you see, the hiking is for good.
Well, true.
And
true.
So, and what my point is, you start your hike fresh, top of the mountain. And then you hike down and you're tired. Like, I am tired anyway.
I'm tired thinking about it.
I'm tired thinking about it. But Nancy, and this is Nancy Williams, how long have you been here?
I've been here 14 years.
Okay, now tell me, you came in with the Makila group?
I did not.
Well,
no.
How do you fit in?
My husband had retired from industry, and both of our children lived in Texas, and our daughter had two grandchildren, and we chose to move here.
Oh, great reason.
So that crowd's here, that part
it
of your family's
us here.
Here. Okay.
Yep, and I arrived the end of July, and there was an article in the newspaper about a coffee being held in a member's home.
What year?
That was in 2003.
Three, okay.
So I went not knowing a soul, and in 2 hours I thought, oh, I'm going to love it here.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I've got a chance to make a new life for ourselves.
Well, what you're describing is a service that any city needs.
Absolutely.
And I wonder how often people rise up and do this. Here, as a natural, you have a lot of people coming through for military. You then came a lot of people coming through Makila's. And so there were the other parties in the group that weren't employed looking for something to do during the week. And then how often do people step out? Are you familiar with any other town?
I've heard of some. In fact, I know Fairhope, Alabama has a small one, but it's probably only 30, 40 people. Uh-huh. And I've never heard of anything as large as ours.
I'm not surprised. El Paso does bring out a lot of different things in people. Susie, where are you from originally?
We're originally from Oklahoma.
Okay, so why are you here?
My husband was brought in by Makila.
Makila's, okay. So
he was an operations manager. When we moved from here in 2009 and went to Indiana, I looked at South Bend, several of the towns, Elkhart, looked for a club like this, and there's nothing out there.
Another unique El Paso event right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's needed, and you guys stepped up to it. I mean, Pat, you sort of did it out of, I got to do something about these people that want houses, so now they want to take care of their wives, and so you just sort of like got put into it.
Yeah, I was initiating a new service to my clientele.
Yeah, and it wasn't something you had planned to do.
No.
But just to survive in the business world.
Right.
Most interesting stuff. We're going to take another break here and come back and talk about this. And if you have any questions for this crowd here, like how do you join? What are they doing next?
They have a website.
We'll talk about that. What's that called, Wendy?
WestsideWelcomeClub.com.
And maybe next hour we'll ask you why they're the West Side. I think we already answered that.
We sort of did. It means everyone.
Well, it does. It just depends on where you're at the time. All right. Call us up if you like, 544-1, or on Facebook. If I can get on Facebook, I think I'll be able to get on Facebook here, El Paso History Radio Show.
544-5876. 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Okay, guys, are you ready for a revolution down below? I'm talking about Frigo underwear from revolutionwear.com. It's all about comfort and looking great. Revolution Wear totally reimagined men's underwear. It's the only brand to feature a mesh pouch and patented Frigo Zone ventilation to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable. They don't pinch, pull, or restrict. Plus, you'll get some nice double takes when wearing them. Try them for yourself. Buy Frigo online at revolutionwear.com. The revolution starts below.
Are you ready to fuel your future? Pilot Thomas Logistics, the premier provider of fuel, lubricants, and chemicals for the energy and industrial markets, is now hiring frac fuel technicians and Class A, B, CDL drivers with tanker hazmat endorsements for its terminal in Odessa, Texas. Currently offering housing assistance, a sign-on bonus, and competitive wages. Pilot Thomas will be conducting on-site interviews Tuesday, August 8th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the DoubleTree by Hilton, 600 North El Paso Street. Go to pilotthomas.com for more information or call 855-355-6900.
Save thousands on the Michael Phelps Swim Spas and Hot Tubs by Master Spas and build your dream backyard at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at Sunland Park Mall this weekend. For details, log on to BigSpaExpo.com or call 855-BIG-EXPO.
If there's something you want to do before the summer's over and having some extra money can help, get your side hustle on and drive with Uber. It's a totally easy, flexible way to earn extra cash to help you meet your goals. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now.
The Governor's Small Business Forum is coming to El Paso Thursday, August 10th from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the El Paso Convention Center, featuring a wide range of speakers to help small businesses thrive in today's fast-paced economy. Register online at elpaso.org or find out more by calling 915-212-1617.
Our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Come on!
Over 20 of the greatest performers on the planet. September 22nd and 23rd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
Listen to Win Your Trip starting Monday. State Farm Neighborhood Sessions celebrates great artists who inspire us to give back to our neighborhood. Head to neighborhoodsessions.com to check out what these artists did for their communities and find out how simple it is to help yours.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got lots going on here. I want to tell you about some videos that are free online on YouTube. We've been putting on there for about 3 years. And what we've been doing is doing little video reports around El Paso. And we had the El Paso County Historical Commission helping us with that initially. But so now we have about 100 different pieces. If you go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV, you will find about 100 different reports. And one of them is like a five-minute report on what is Oñate's Crossing, what is a La Hacienda restaurant, what is that all about, why is that important historically. So there's a five-minute report there on that. And that's online. And we have now like as a six-minute summary of what goes on in San Elizario when they have a major mission trail event down there. So
okay.
That kind of stuff is online.
Okay.
Just so you know, we're also looking to do a whole series on local television in El Paso. We've made a deal with a local station. Line one is ringing, by the way. We made a deal with a local station to air some of these segments. So we're now looking for a co-sponsor. We have one sponsor in hand. We're looking for a second sponsor.
Underwriter,
because these actually are going to turn out to be nonprofit donations.
Right.
The way we've constructed this is that we're looking for a nonprofit donation. And if you want to get involved in that, give me a call at home office, 833-8700. Jackson Polk 833-8700. What we're intending to do is to take the history of El Paso in two-minute pieces. They have to be cut down for the local station, and run 30 of these. And then by the end of you watching all 30 of these, you'll know who we are, how we got here, and generally what happened here.
And it's fascinating stuff.
It really is. I mean, that's the point. We have world-class history in this valley.
Yes.
But we don't know that as a unit. But the crowd here knows that.
Yep.
These people are with the El Paso West Side Welcome Club. West Side, because that's just where they happen to be. They're not snobby about it. If you're on the east side and you'd like to join, you'll take them.
Absolutely.
What phone number should they call, or a website does anybody have to get involved directly with y'all? And I'll give you a second to look that up. Or call one of you if you want, however you want to do it. But you do have a website. What's the website, Wendy?
WestsideWelcomeClub.com.
And there's contact information on there as well.
There is.
Yes, there is.
But the thing is, y'all will take people, whoever is interested.
Correct.
You don't have to just show up with a maquila recently to get here. By the way, we do have an outstanding trivia question.
We do.
What was the major group that this crowd worked with initially to become who they are?
What business or
what
industry
type or
might have brought the people here?
We could give you a DVD if you called us up with that answer.
We would be so happy to
do
that.
But we're just not going to do that if you don't call us up. So
yeah,
there.
Call us.
544-58. And we have one caller, Shelley. What do you got there? Kay? Kay wants to be on the radio. Does Kay know something? Kay, what's up with you this morning?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to the first part of your program, but I didn't get either a contact number or who these people were that have activities and promote El Paso.
West Side Welcome Club. El Paso, West Side Welcome Club. And Wendy, the website?
WestsideWelcomeClub.com. And a good contact phone number?
It's on the website.
Well, go ahead.
On the website. You can
you can always call me. It's Nancy Williams.
Call Nancy.
584-3229.
Call now. She's here.
Well, yeah, you might get the husband at home. But
okay. The website is El Paso.
El Paso West Side Welcome Club. But the website is just...
The website is just www.westsidewelcomeclub.com.
Okay.
Now, what interests you about what you're hearing here so far? I'm just curious what you caught.
I'll ask you again. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Okay. What interests you about this? The fact that they'll teach you history, they'll do activities?
I'm second generation El Pasoan, and I think it's very important that we know what we have here.
Oh, yes.
Right.
So, yes, I'm interested in activities, but I'm also interested in working with people or doing things to promote all the things El Paso has to offer. Because
yes.
Even as a child growing up, I would get tired of people saying, there's nothing to do here. And there's so much to do here.
Yeah, there sure is.
You're exactly the kind of person we're talking to. That would be almost everyone in El Paso who grew up here but was not taught the history. Me too. I grew up here. My dad was an administrator in the school system. And if he were here, I'd yell at him, but he's not here. Anyway, no, I appreciate you doing that. But the phone numbers that you got there from Nancy. Nancy, one more time.
584-3229.
Call Nancy.
Great.
Thanks for calling.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
All right, you take your easy. We need to take a break here and come back after the news. Sekio, are we gone here? Am I hearing music? There it is. I knew it was supposed to be. All right, after the break, we'll talk more. We'll give you more contact information and give you more understanding of who the witness crowd is. Should we do that, Wendy?
Let's do it.
After the news, see you then. Also, we're going to tell you about the Gage Hotel after the news. See you then. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Sargent Home and Business Inventories. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. This perfectly describes the trip we're taking this weekend. Before you know it, we'll be riding by the highest mountain in Texas, Guadalupe Peak. Then we'll pass completely around the deepest cave in the U.S., Carlsbad Caverns.
These are two of the most popular landmarks in the Southwest, but we keep riding because our destination this weekend is Sitting Bull Falls. The falls are fed by springs located in the canyon above. Standing on top, feeling the mist of the crystal clear water on your face, you can feel the heat of summer disappearing with the water into the rocks below. Like our Harleys, it just keeps on rolling. How lucky we are to live in a place where we can go on adventures like these every weekend. And how lucky you are that your adventure can start just by clicking on BarnettHarley.com or by seeing us at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride that just keeps on rolling.